Brian, what did it mean for you having Mike Miller out there? How did he help your game?
He's got a space of floor. He's a professional guy, man, and you know you can always count on him. Even when he doesn't make shots, obviously, you know, his ability to shoot the ball just gives us so much more of a dynamic out of there, you know, with us. And we needed it. He kept us afloat tonight, you know, with his ability to shoot the ball.
Brian, in the fourth quarter, it seemed like the Nets defense wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get a shot up. He didn't get a shot up. But did that help you guys get more room?
Just his presence on the floor gives us space. No matter if he doesn't take a shot at all, you know, because he's capable of pulling off and making four or five or six or whatever the case may be. So, you know, when he's out on the floor, he just gives us another weapon.
Because of his ability to shoot like he does, do you guys try to maybe look for him a little more at the beginning of the game to try to get him some shots early?
Well, I think we just run the offense, and as the defense breaks down and, you know, he's, you know, the recipient of the pass, then we know he's ready to lock, you know, let it go. He's ready to let it fly, and you know, tonight was one of those nights.
LeBron, defensively, what did you guys do differently the last three quarters when you really shut them down after giving up 33 in the first?
You know, we just try to be aggressive. You know, we was very passive to start the game. They allowed them to get in the comfort zone. They made some shots. You know, and this, you know, last three quarters, we just try to put more pressure on the ball, you know, get some deflections. And get some stops, and was able to accomplish that.
Your minutes have been a topic of discussion all year. Tonight you played 40. Are you comfortable with the minutes you're playing lately, and how much responsibility do you have in the amount of minutes that you play each
game? I don't really think about the minutes I'm playing when I'm out on the floor. You know, I feel it after the game, obviously, but I don't think about it when I'm out there. I just try to do my job, you know, whatever the case may be, scoring, defending, rebounding, passing. You know, whatever it takes for our team to win, I'm all about team, and that's all that matters. So, you know, if it's some games that, you know, need to be out there for 40 minutes, I can do it. If it's 20 minutes, I'll do it as well. I'm all about team.
LeBron, how do you evaluate your weight loss in the offseason so far?
Well, it was an offseason thing.
So, it has impacted the season, though.
It's been good. I feel good.
LeBron, Sean Marion moves to the bench and gives you big minutes off the bench. The bench actually picked you guys up today. Can you just talk about what that means to have a guy who was a starter goes to the bench and really contributes the way he did?
Well, our team has to be selfless in order for us to win, to accomplish the ultimate goal from every individual. If it needs to be from anybody on this team, you know, to worry about team first, team second, team third, and beyond before I. And Trix is one of those guys. Mike Miller is one of those guys. James Jones is one of those guys, and we all need to be one of those guys in order for us to succeed. That's the only way it can happen.
LeBron, how does it feel to step aside from the limelight for Kyrie Irving's promoting his brand?
Step who?
Step aside in the limelight.
Oh, the limelight. That's what I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Selfish of you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Selfish. That's right. You should be a little bit more attacking from the wings on the pick and roll than the top of the key. Does it make a difference to you, or are there things that you can do on the wing that you can't do from the top of the key?
I can do whatever it takes to help our team win. If it's attacking from the side, pick and rolls, to the middle, pick and rolls, whatever our team needs to be done to help us win, I can do it.
You were talking to Dave a couple weeks ago about Mike needs consistent minutes to get going. Did you ever suggest to David or anyone to put him in the starting lineup to help give him those minutes?
Coach staff did that. But I know how Mike can be successful for our team. I played with him for a long time. I know what he's about. I know how professional he is, and I know how he can be successful in this team and showed it tonight.
How long did it take for you and Mike chemistry to develop on the court?
I mean, it didn't take very long because I'm a selfish guy, unselfish guy. I mean, I'm very unselfish on the floor. And you know, when you have a guy that can shoot the ball like that, you know, with me drawing so much attention, you know, it allows guys like that to get open. My biggest, you know, what makes me feel good is seeing my teammates, you know, succeed. You know, and for him, what he did in the finals, you know, to clinch my first championship, you know, that meant more to me than anything. And, you know, he's huge.
You've seen him do this before, so were you guys looking for him more once you saw him getting going?
Well, one thing I've always told Mike, no matter where the defender is, he's never close enough. He's never close enough to him. Like, he can't get to a shot if he is a foul. You know, so you know, his ability to shoot the ball is unbelievable, and I'm happy to be a teammate of his.
LeBron, the test certainly doesn't get any easier with Memphis here on Sunday. What's the biggest challenge when you see the other way they've been playing lately?
Well, you got to defend. You got two guys in the paint that controls the game. They play at their tempo. They play at their pace. And, you know, we got to play at our pace and play at our tempo, and we got to defend. If we do that, we give ourselves a great chance to win.